can't come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Sing, my tongue, the hidden mystery of Christ's body glorified, and his precious blood most holy, shed in ransom for the world, offered by the King of Nations, born the fruit of noble womb, born for us and given to us, Son of Mary, Virgin pure. In the world he lived among us, sowed as seeds the word of truth. Then the season of his sojourn with the wondrous rite he closed. On the night of that Last Supper, feasting with his chosen friends, he obeyed the law completely in the food and drink prescribed. Then he gave his 12 apostles with his hands himself as food. Word made flesh, true bread from heaven, by a word made bread his flesh, purest wine Christ's blood becoming, though our sense cannot perceive. Faith alone brings full assurance to the pure and faithful heart. Let us therefore bow and worship such a wondrous sacrament. Let the ancient law and custom to a newer rite now yield. Let our faith supply conviction where the senses tire and fail. To the Father unbegotten and the sole begotten Son be salvation, blessing, honor, jubilation, power, and praise. To the one from both proceeding equal glory and renown. Amen. The Lord is compassionate. He gives food to those who fear him as a remembrance of his great deeds. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the land of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is compassionate. He gives food to those who fear him, as a remembrance of his great deeds. The Lord brings peace to his church and fills us with finest wheat. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoar frost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord brings peace to his church and fills us with the finest wheat. Truly I say to you, Moses did not bring you bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger. But then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Truly I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. Is not the cup of blessing we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we many though we are one body. For we all partake of the one loaf. He gave them bread from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. He gave them bread from heaven. Alleluia. Man has eaten bread from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
He gave them bread from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia.
How kind and gentle you are, O Lord. You showed your goodness to your sons by giving them bread from heaven. You filled the hungry with good things, and the rich you sent away empty. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae. Et eum ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiaeus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in anne. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. How kind and gentle you are, O Lord. You showed your goodness to your sons by giving them bread from heaven. You filled the hungry with good things, and the rich you sent away empty. Christ invites all to the supper in which he gives his body and blood for the life of the world. Let us ask him. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Christ, Son of the living God, you commanded that this Thanksgiving meal be done in memory of you. Enrich your church through the faithful celebration of these mysteries.
Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life.
Christ, eternal priest of the Most High, you have commanded your priests to offer your sacraments. May they help them to exemplify in their lives the meaning of the sacred mysteries which they celebrate.
Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life.
Christ, bread from heaven, you form one body out of all who partake of the one bread. Refresh all who believe in you with harmony and peace.
Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life.
Christ, through your bread you offer the remedy for immortality and the pledge of future resurrection. Restore health to the sick and living hope to sinners.
Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life.
Christ, our King who is to come, you commanded the mysteries which proclaim your death to be celebrated until you return. Grant that all who die in you may share in your resurrection.
Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.